You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Now, Josh and I have both seen this film this week. I caught an earthquake while I was watching it. It is the new version of Snow White, called Snow White and the Huntsman.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is fairest of them all?
My queen, you have defied nature and robbed it of its fairest fruit. But on this day, there is one more beautiful than you.
Who is it?
Snow White.
Snow White, a very odd mirror mirror. I'm going to ask Josh what he thinks of it. Josh Nelson, you just saw Snow White and the Huntsman today. A brief idea of who's in it. People will know most of the actors and what you thought.
It stars Kristen Stewart, who most people will sadly know from the Twilight films, but let's put that to one side. Chris Hemsworth, who's Chris everywhere at the moment with the Avengers and another film we're going to talk about shortly, and Charlize Theron, who's also in cinemas doubling up with the spot in Prometheus. You saw this with an earthquake. This film rocked my world.
Oh, you liked it. Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. I loved it.
The cranky pants from last week are off, and we've got our happy pants on, as unfashionable as they are.
Good.
I loved it. I thought this was, we talked about Mirror Mirror a couple of months ago, the other Snow White film, which I mentioned at the time was visually spot on, particularly the costuming, but the narrative was a mess. This film is really visually stunning, like just kind of mind-blowing, good, yeah. But the other thing that works is it's a really tight script. The thing I loved about this film was that it didn't have that overstated dialogue. It was really understated. It played out the character tensions between the various characters, the kind of revisions of the fairy tale or the alterations that this film has made are quite intuitive, you know, in a sense, and the pace of it works. It's a really fairy tale epic film, and the cast. I mean, they're sort of the lead characters. The broader cast, particularly when we get to the dwarf characters,
and the dwarves are great.
They've done that quite well. Just work. The thing I really loved, I think, that stood this apart from other adaptations, we don't get a two-dimensional villain. We really get a sense of wanting to have a sort of sympathetic or empathetic relationship with the evil queen. And it's touching the way they resolve that kind of good versus evil conflict. I really loved that aspect of the film.
I loved Charlize Theron. I thought she was incredibly powerful. I loved the dwarves. So you've got Dennis McShane, who's the bad guy from
Deadwood.
Deadwood. And you
Bob
have
Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins and the other Ray Winston.
Ray Winston.
And they use CGI and some, you know, sleights of hand to make them dwarves. What I really liked is they resolve a lot of the fairy tale stuff. So the Huntsman's back. He's an original part of the Grimm Brothers fairy tale. I also liked in the original story, Snow White essentially agrees to become the domestic slave for the dwarves and in that way finds redemption. They just chuck that out. And they actually turn somebody who, for Christ's sake, Kristen Stewart, no bloody way. Now, that's from Reese in Yarraville, that text. Now, she's really good. I thought she was really good as Snow White. And she is 100% an equal. There's no woman needing a man. The love story is not a central focus of the film. She's a rousing character. She goes through a lot of pain. There's always a problem with this film in that the central motif is the queen needing everyone to think she's beautiful, and actually take it away from that and take it beyond that and turn it into a bit of a redemption story, you know, the uprising, the revolt. That's nice.
I don't want to drop the F word, but I think because of this is a feminist film in many ways. I mean, someone called in and told me to harden up last week when I gave my feminist review of Rock of Ages, but I don't think there's any other way you can read this. There's a lot of subplots we get along the way of how these females have kind of brutalized themselves. So they won't look, you know, beautiful, so they won't be terrorized by the queen. This is a fascinating film on that level of beauty, on that level of female relationships. And like you said, the relationships between the Snow White character and the males in this film is really, really good. I mean, I'm still kind of basking in the glow of it. I've just walked out of the cinema, but this one gets a definite thumbs up. Great.
Great because it's a fairy tale. And just nice to have a film that is a little subtle and multidimensional, yet still blockbuster, big budget, enjoyable special effects. I would love to know, though, you might have had a chance to catch it. I think it only started yesterday. If you've seen it, I'd love to know what you think. I struggled, actually. Josh suggested that we talk about fairy tale, other movies that have been made into, other fairy tales that have been made into films. I couldn't come up with too many. Somebody has texted, of course, a great fantasy fairy tale movie is Legend, starring the very young Tom Cruise. Yes,
Ridley
and Tim
Scott.
Curry. Oh, that they of course that's Ridley Scott. But I couldn't think of too many others. But Snow White and the Huntsman gets a big thumbs up from Josh and I. I don't know if that's a recommendation or not. 1-300-222-774. If you can think of other good fairy tale films, this is one that is we're harking back a few years, but it doesn't get too much better than this film. Hopefully, if I play you this, you will know what film I am talking about.
I will go up to the six-fingered man and say, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
The next thing you lose will be your left eye, followed by your right.
And then my ears, I understand. Let's get on with it.
Wrong! Your ears you keep, and I'll tell you why. So that every shriek of every child at seeing your hideousness will be yours to cherish. Every babe that weeps at your approach, every woman who cries out, dear God, what is that thing, will echo in your perfect ears. That is what the pain means. It means I leave you in anguish, wallowing in freakish misery forever.
It is, of course, The Princess Bride, Carrie Yules. What's the woman's name? Robin Givens?
Robin Wright, then became Robin Wright Penn, who then became Robin Wright again, I think.
That's right. Many, many of you, of course, nominated Princess Bride. It's a beautiful film, a wonderful book. A lot of you have nominated it on our Facebook page. Quickly, Chris Hemsworth's other film, Josh.
Yeah, look, I should probably take this opportunity to apologise to Chris Hemsworth, because after Thor, the first Thor film, I really laid into it and didn't think he was well cast, didn't think he was very impressive. I'm coming around to the guy now. After Avengers, I thought he was good. He was great in Snow White and the Huntsman. And this film, Cabin in the Woods, which has got a limited release finally in Australia. It's showing in one cinema in Melbourne at Cinema Nova. And he's good in that again. He's playing a kind of an American jock. This is a sort of a new take on a very kind of cliche horror film. The setup, you've got five guys, you've got a jock, you've got the tarch, you've got the brain, the geek, and the sort of stoner. All go to, surprise, surprise, a cabin in the woods. But where things get interesting is there's a sort of a subplot, and I don't want to say too much, but
yep,
involving a government slash corporation who seem to be the sort of the puppeteers organizing what turns into a sort of very supernatural event. Really clever writing. This was co-written by Joss Whedon, the guy responsible for Buffy, Angel, The Avengers, and directed by Drew Goddard, who got his break writing for those Joss Whedon shows and also Lost and Alias. Really clever film. The way it toys with the stereotypes, the traditional traits of the horror genre.
Yep.
And as the film goes on, things get more and more sort of bizarre, and there's lots of surprises in this film. This is a complete joy. I loved it from start to finish.
It's
one you got to kind of be careful talking about in terms of the review, because it's good going in without knowing too much. Just go with it. But yeah, look, his performance, Hemsworth, is really good, and some of the other actors in it, like Richard Jenkins, and for those of you who are fans of The West Wing, Bradley Whitford, in The West Wing, is great in this
Josh
as well.
Ah, okay, Cabin in the Woods. Had a long gestation. It took a while for that to come out. Somebody else suggesting Ever After, another Cinderella movie. That's the Drew Barrymore one. Yeah, that's really good, actually. Beautiful movie. Jane from Warrnambool. Love a good mythical story.